But I don't have a description of what they're buying for those dollars. That's in a large report that isn't in it.
Well, you mind sending a copy back to my office, 419 Jack Booth? Jack Booth?
Huh?
Jack Booth? Omar Fulovic.
Omar Fulovic.
Yeah, that's what they call it. In the skit. Known as Omar Fulovic.
Who was that?
That was the kid. Called me Omar Fulovic.
Okay, we'll call this meeting order. This is the House Resources Committee. Once again, bringing up House Bill 560. We have a quorum present. Hey, David, shut that door, will you?
It'll be an exciting afternoon. Come in.
Everybody's ready now. Excuse me, Chairman.
Sorry.
Well, carry on, I... Mr. Jarrett?
I'm ready.
Yes, go to the bathroom.
We sort of asked the witnesses last time they were here to go back and give us some indication of where the 18 scoots are going to be spent. And they've come back with a list, and maybe we'll just turn it over to you guys, and you guys can explain where all this money is going.
I don't know what order yours are in, because we've revised, added more lists to tie it down some more for you. Well, let's start with the life and safety code upgrade. That specifically is a list of projects, which we have all the backup for as to what it entails, that came out of the inventory and condition survey that is completed to date. And it doesn't cover everything for what we've completed, but it uses up the approximate $5.8 million for the money. The next is architectural barrier list, which shows locations plus the specific facilities. And we have also the backup, which is specifically what we intend to do at each facility.
Chairman, I don't have a copy of that. That should be, where, off behind here, huh?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Turn the page.
I left mine off.
These are all been projected for $81 for construction. And it's not, most of it is not in these two areas. Some of the architectural barrier is, but most of it is not too seasonally oriented. It can be done year-round. On the front of that is the process by which we intend to start the technical energy conservation measures for the $10 million. And at this particular time, in order to not get a blank check, we went through the inventory and condition surveys and took the 10 areas which looked like they would give us the best payback if we retrofitted in those areas. We've listed those areas on the sheets you have in front of you right now and prioritized them, again looking at which ones we thought would get the best payback of the areas we have done. And we're not even too sure, well, we're fairly sure that the magnitude of $10 million will be spent before we get all 10 areas done. What we propose to do would be to go back and in order, due to technical audits of the state buildings, which we also have listed here for you, in each of the areas, in that order, take those audits as we say here and rank them, rank the buildings from one to however many there are in these areas for construction, and then bill the ones, rank them in order of best payback, and then bill the ones from top to bottom. And those would be the only ones, only areas and buildings in those areas considered in that $10 million.
Well, you dazzled me a little bit. Okay, we've got 10 areas with the number of cities, towns, and villages in the 10 areas. They represent the best payback buildings in the of the audit you've done thus far.
That's correct.
You've done about half the state thus far. What percentage of the half is are these 10 cities, towns, and villages?
In terms of numbers of facilities or square feet of space, there's a couple
different ways. Well, I'm trying to get an idea of how much the whole conservation program is going to cost that you envision. And we're approving $10 million for the bonds now. What's the total figure going to be ballpark when you guys get done?
I can give it to you in a couple of ways. One is in terms of the amount of fuel they consume, which is essentially what the conservation program addresses. Our best estimate right now says that all the facilities funded by the state use on the order the equivalent of 20 million gallons of oil a year. It's not all oil, but it's an equivalent of that. And these facilities use less than 2 million gallons of oil.
So this is roughly 10% of the state.
10% of the energy used in state.
We're looking at the facilities that use 10% of the energy in the state, so we've got another 90% to look at.
But these probably use more dollars of energy, a greater proportion of the dollars spent on energy, because the cost is higher there.
Okay. Chad?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess my question is, we're using 2 million gallons of fuel a year. We're going to spend $10 million to make a more in-depth survey of them to see what
$10 million would be to actually make the capital improvements.
It'll cost, we've estimated, about $1 million to do the technical audits of each buildings in these areas to rank them, and then the rest of the money would be used to do the retrofit, starting from the one that showed the best payback down to the one that showed zero.
Well, I guess we're dabbling around with, okay, $10 million is going to retrofit, is going to put an energy saving on these places that we're now using $2 million worth a year of fuel, is that right?
Well, by 1981, probably twice that.
Okay.
Assuming
about a 10-year payout or something.
Yeah. Assuming that the cost of energy inflates at 20% a year, the potential savings, if you could conserve 20 to 40% of the energy being used, which is what similar state programs in other areas have found, you'd save between $18 and $35 million, depending on how much that cost of fuel escalator for your $9 or so million capital investment.
Now, the only thing I want to say here is that we have no good handle as yet as a total dollar required to do the retrofits in these areas. In other words, the $10 million might do 90% of the list or might do 60% of the list. The technical audits will tell that, and the next time you see the program, you will see probably ranked already all the facilities and how much savings we get for each one with an investment for the next program, because we'll be far enough along to give that to you. And I hopefully will come in here with a list, and you can just say, do it down to here, or don't do it at all, or do this, this, and this one. We're not to that point with this energy yet, and we will be. And we'll also be the same way with the energy, with the code and life stuff. We'll have computer lists, which, you know, we'll give it all right to you.
Roger? Yeah, I'm sure you said this, but I missed it. How long is it going to take you to perform the technical audits?
We'll take about probably 3 months, which hopefully we'll do with PFPF funds, to just go in and design what a technical audit is. Put that program manual together so they're all done kind of similar. And probably it'll take, 6 to 8 months to do those particular facilities in those areas.
But since we're starting with a priority list, within 60 days we have the first one done, and within that first part of the priority list, we could essentially begin to allocate the capital money. Before, you wouldn't have to wait to do, you know, 50 locations, technical audits, before you started to spend the $10 million.
And how long to complete the whole process? Audits and retrofit for these listed projects?
If we don't get the money until November, you'll probably still be spending some money in 82.
You won't get the money in November.
You can't get the money in November.
Yeah, if we get the approval,
Pardon? Somebody's going to have to sell the bond.
Yeah. We have gotten loans before, waiting for the bonds to be sold. And in order to get the program going, that's what we'd have to almost recommend.
Okay. Are there other questions? Are we satisfied?
Might as well.
Mr. Chatterton?
Move the bill.
I'd amend that to add this as a letter of intent.
Aye.
There's no objection. It's gone.
Well, let's go up and pass that big one out.
That's a big Hummer.
Big day.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to go up there and vote her out, right? You're going to go work vote 60 out.
I don't know. And that's what I'm hanging around.
Yeah.
You going home? I'd be out of town getting drunk right now.
Okay.
You can.
Going home, Al?
Yeah.
Yeah. Above getting drunk.
Is that right?
Oh, you can be drunk. I usually end up below it.
Jack?
Yeah, I will.
Excuse me for Monday, but I figured by the time they can come down there and make me to call the house, I'll be through with my business, and we can
pay
my
way back
and pay them all the way out, sir. Black check.
Thank you, sir.
Have a bad way to work. If they come after you, they gotta take you back. If they come after you, they gotta take you back, pay your way.
And pay your way,
Either that
or they make you pay everybody's way back. Now,
what's your name
of
that?
3:30.
What a terrible way to do business.
Well, I hope it doesn't cost us more to do this than what we save.
Energy.
Well, that's the big question.
My big question.
That's a big question. Well, you never know.
The only reason I
know is
good for the economy.
Keeps
three guys running around auditing buildings, taking infrared pictures.
Oh, brother.
Hey, Billy, so we
turn it off?
Yeah.